Hi guys, and welcome to this Humans of Finance story. My name is Dion. I am the founder of Finance and Coffee, and my special guest today is Adrian Wallenberg. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Dion. Thanks for inviting me along.
No, thank you to have a chat today. Now, on your Finance of Coffee page, or story, it says you're an ex-stockbroker. So I guess I'd like to introduce the audience to you, your story, how you're an ex-stockbroker, and then how you found yourself in finance, if that's okay.
Sure. So I started working in stockbroking as a 19-year-old boy, and I had several jobs as a kid and worked my way up. And my last job was what we called a principal trader, or a sales trader, if you like. So I was trading shares on behalf of the company, and that was good fun. I enjoyed it. But then the GFC hit, and I found myself being made redundant in 2012. And then I stumbled across this about 9 years ago now.
Wow, it's been 9 years.
Yeah, since 2012, yeah. Yep, this is my ninth year.
Excellent. So how have you found it so far?
Because
obviously you've entered the game, as we call it, post-GFC. A lot of brokers will say it was actually harder to do the job than it was pre-GFC. So you didn't see how hard, how easier, I suppose you call it, before. But how have you found it so far? And how do you think it's gotten a bit harder? Or as in terms of more compliance side?
Yeah, definitely. It was a challenge early on, that's for sure. So the first couple of years were always going to be tough. But after the first 2 years, I got some traction, and it's been smooth sailing ever since. So I really enjoy it. It has its challenges these days. So the last couple of years has been tougher than the previous, say, 6 or 7 years. Extra compliance, banks are more stringent. But I still enjoy it, and it's still good fun. And I love looking after my clients, so it's a good job.
Well, fantastic. That's what you want to hear, is like, it's not a job when it's fun,
yeah,
right?
True.
So tell me more about yourself, mate, because on your story, you've got a fantastic looking green car.
Thank you. Yeah, so I've got a beautiful little boy, so he's 10, so my son, he's the center of my world. And
yes,
apart from my son, I've got other hobbies outside of work, which are cars. So I'm heavily into my classic cars, and I like footy, bit of scuba diving, and love having holidays. So, and like going out and meeting people. So, got a very active social life as well.
No, that's fantastic. So, other than broking, because most people assume that broking is almost like a 24/7 day job, as you could call it. So do you find that the career that you've got right now is very flexible to fit into that versus what you're doing in the stockbroking
world? Yeah, definitely. Like, I work about 25 hours a week these times. So I'll basically work from 9 till 3 on the days I have my son, and then I'll work from 9 till 5 on those other days. I'm also very, very lucky in this role that it is super flexible, so I can do a lot of the school drop-off and pick-ups. I can go to the gym if I want during the day. I can go to the shops during the day. So I certainly don't work 40 hours a week or 50 hours a week like most people do. And and the good thing is, once you've worked for a little while, you get that trail income, so you don't really need to chase every single client and work as hard as possible because you've got enough income coming in, so you can work less hours. So flexibility is
I'll just preface that with regards to the rest of the audience, because obviously it's not, you can jump in and then you can do what you're doing straight away. You took 9 years.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so my first few years I was working like a maniac. I remember getting up at sometimes 5 o'clock in the morning and pumping out deals early morning, and I'd be working on the weekends and visiting clients on a weekend. But now I don't bother. Now I work a lot less and have more social life.
That's fantastic. Yep. So it sounds like you're comfortable right now, which is really good. Whereas before, at the very first, say 2 to 3 years, most brokers coming in the industry would be just running hard, I think some would say that it was a very stressful job.
Exactly, yeah. And you have to do the hard work early on, because you need to build up that trail book. Once you've got the trail coming in, and it's not that I'm slacking off, it's just that I don't need to chase every deal. I would rather just work the hours that I want to work and earn the money that I want to earn, rather than chase every single deal and earn double or triple and then work twice or three times as hard. That's not me.
Excellent. So could I ask a little bit about your business then? Are you one-man band? Are you in a partnership or in a bigger group?
Yeah, no. I'm one-man band, and I've been a one-man band all my life. I'm a little bit selfish like that. I don't like sharing income. I don't want to pay anyone. I'd rather take all the money for myself. But I enjoy it, though. So I do everything from the first phone call to the last email. So I like doing that.
So the whole thing's on it is, you, really. It's customer service, if it's bad, it's on you, and so forth. But so you've obviously done something very well, and you've done it correct.
Thank you.
Have you got any advice for someone that's thinking of coming into the broker market? And is it, you know, should they look at just doing mortgage broking? Should they look at other things? Should they get a mentor?
Yeah.
I suppose I could call it, I was going to say, what would you have done differently? Would you have done anything differently?
I suppose what I would have done differently, rather than getting a mentor straight away and becoming a broker straight away, I probably should have worked for another broker first, as a loan writer or an office assistant or something like that. So I think the best advice for any new person would be just get a job working in a broking office. You know, get paid a salary, watch what the guys and girls do, learn how they operate, get those skills behind you, and then do the courses and become a broker. Because I remember doing all these mentoring courses and I didn't even know what an offset account was. I had no idea. I didn't understand what a line of credit was. I didn't know what a bridging loan was. And I was learning all of these things and, you know, I think it's better if you actually work for someone first and then do the course.
Yes. Well, that's my advice. Thank you very much. You're actually not the first person to say that. So if you click onto other stories, I usually ask the same question. The usual theme comes up. Go and work for a bigger firm first, learn the processes, and then decide yourself. I think the other thing, and it could be, it's only a guess really, because most new brokers come in are ex-bankers. And I think one of the perception from an ex-banker is it will be easier than working in a bank. But obviously when you're not selling one product, you're learning a multitude of products and
policies.
That's
right. And it's not just the actual writing of loans that you need to learn. You need to learn how to market your business. You need to learn how to meet referral partners. You need to learn how to speak to referral partners properly. You need to learn how to, you know, run a website, all sorts of things. So running a business, there's a lot to learn. It's not just writing your home loan. That's almost the easy part.
So there should actually be a mentoring course to run a business itself rather than being a
broker. Yeah, and that's why I was really, really, really lucky. I stumbled across my mentors, who are Andrew and Mario from Masters Broker Group, and they didn't just teach me how to write loans. They taught me how to run a business, and that's the most important thing, because you can teach anyone how to write a home loan. It's not that hard. It's running the business, which is the important thing.
Running the business plus getting customers.
Plus getting new leads, new business. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, mate, thank you so much for taking time to share a bit about your history.
You're very welcome.
Thank about you. I'm going to put the link into with your Humans of Finance story in the thread. But no, guys, thank you so much for listening in as well. Join me next time where I talk to someone else about the Humans of Finance
story.
Thank
you, Dan. Thank you.
Thank you.